distance, a fourth person in the hurry, as that stage will be 48 from London, because he's moved away at too many stages to the world since what he calls David in Hampshire says, I am right and have been deeply shocked and disturbed by the irrational and dangerous attitudes that persist amongst the minority living in Britain. We are all equal, whatever the colour of our skin, religion we may follow, or our cultural heritage. We need to educate and reclaim for those who may struggle to understand, those who are brought up in to believe in a certain way, and those who may need serious help in order to finally end racism and all other discrimination. Thank you to everybody who took part. I'll be back together tomorrow at 9 for 5 Live Investigate. And Andrew Peake will be sitting in this event and telling you now it's got another bio.
On digital and online, this is BBC Radio 5 Live.
It's 1 o'clock. Hello, I'm Jocelyn Abbey Boyle. Welcome to Apple Night on BBC Radio 5 Live. Tonight, 7 Gaddafi's son, Saif, has been captured in Libya.
He's going to be in Libya, and of all the
parts
that he has committed,
it's
going to be pretty tough for him to get a fair trial.
Well, here's the one that Saif Al-Islam got his mates from the London School of Economics about how he might be dealing with the capture. Also, the Egypt terrorist threat factors between protesters and security forces leave one person dead.
All these people want only one thing, is to go with this military regime. This is a thing I've seen 6 years before.